Well, we're getting down towards the end of another week. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. Our God is still on the throne, and Jesus is alive, and he is preparing a place for us, and he is coming back to get us, and Maranatha, maybe even today. All right, we're in 1 Peter, and studying the first letter that St. Peter wrote to the church. It's a general letter. And so let's go ahead and get started. Again, God's saving word for today is hope. And in this letter, it was most likely written to Christians that were scattered across Asia Minor. It was written to encourage these Christians who may have been facing persecution and suffering for their faith. In today's reading, believers are reminded that God has chosen them, and they are encouraged to live holy lives and to be filled with a living hope because of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And so let us begin. From Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's chosen people who live as refugees scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. You were chosen according to the purpose of God the Father and were made a holy people by His Spirit to obey Jesus Christ and be purified by His blood. May grace and peace be yours in full measure. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of His great mercy, He gave us new life by raising Jesus Christ from death. This fills us with a living hope, and so we look forward to possessing the rich blessings that God keeps for His people. He keeps them for you in heaven where they cannot decay or spoil or fade away. They are for you who through faith are kept safe by God's power for the salvation which is ready to be revealed at the end of time. Be glad about this, even though it may now be necessary for you to be sad for a while because of many kinds of trials that you suffer. Their purpose is to prove that your faith is genuine. Even gold, which can be destroyed, is tested by fire. And so your faith, which is much more precious than gold, must also be tested so that it may endure. Then you will receive praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed. You love Him, although you have not seen Him, and you believe in Him, although you do not now see Him. So you rejoice with a great and glorious joy which words cannot express, because you are receiving the salvation of your souls, which is the purpose of your faith in Him. It was concerning this salvation that the prophets made careful search and investigation, and they prophesied about this gift which God would give you. They tried to find out when the time would be and how it would come. And this was the time to which Christ's Spirit in them was pointing in predicting the sufferings that Christ would have to endure and the glory that would follow. God revealed to these prophets that their work was not for their own benefit, but for yours, as they spoke about those things which you have now heard from the messengers who announced the good news by the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. These are things which even the angels would like to understand. So then, have your minds ready for action. Keep alert and set your hope completely on the blessings which will be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Be obedient to God and do not allow your lives to be shaped by those desires you had when you were still ignorant. Instead, be holy in all that you do just as God who called you is holy. The scripture says, be holy because I am holy. You call him Father when you pray to God, who judges all people by the same standard according to which each one has done. So then, spend the rest of your lives here on earth in reverence for him. For you know what was paid to set you free from the worthless manner of life handed down by your ancestors. It was not something that can be destroyed, such as silver or gold. It was the costly sacrifice of Christ, who was like a lamb without defect or flaw. He had been chosen by God before the creation of the world and was revealed in these last days for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from death and gave him glory. So your faith and hope are fixed on God. Now that by your obedience to the truth, you have been purified yourselves and have come to have a sincere love for other believers, love one another earnestly with all your heart. For through the living and eternal Word of God, you have been born again as the children of a parent who is immortal, not mortal. As the scripture says, all human beings are like the grass, and all their glory is like the wild flowers. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord remains forever. This word is the good news that was proclaimed to you. Today's key verse, 1 Peter 1:3, let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he gave us new life by raising Jesus Christ from death. This fills us with a living hope. This passage offers assurance of God's saving love and encourages believers to live as God's holy people, even in the face of suffering. Are there situations that you're facing even today that make it difficult for you to live faithfully? Well, I think all of the Word of God says, in fact, that there is not a temptation that we meet that is not common to man. And the Word of God here, as we have read in 1 Peter chapter 1, gives us hope because we believe in Jesus with a living hope. Amen. Let us pray. Holy, gracious, and merciful God, even in times of challenge and suffering, you call me to live as your faithful disciple. Fill me with a living hope and strengthen my spirit, O Lord, that I may ever trust in you and proclaim the good news of your love and salvation. Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our Bible reading for today. Tomorrow, we'll be looking at 1 Peter chapter 2, where God's people are called to be living stones and a holy nation. And so, until next time, God bless you. Keep looking up, and just remember, your miracle is just around the corner. God bless.